producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And I want us all to not go yuck, all right? No yucks for right now, because today is National Sardine Day. I don't know, sardines were really, my father loves sardines. Remember, and I don't know if they sell the same can. Do you eat sardines at all, Jacob?
I don't think I've ever had one, honestly.
Yeah, they went out of favor for some reason because they were very popular. You would eat sardines on a saltine cracker. Maybe because sardine and saltine sound the same. I don't know. But I remember, and they had this cool little can that had, it was kind of the precursor of the iPhone in that it was a rectangle with curved corners. Wasn't, you actually couldn't talk on it, but that it was a rectangle with curved corners, which is pretty unusual. And there was a key that was on the bottom of it, a metal key, and there was a little tab on the top of on the lid, and you would put the key, the tab into the key, and then you would turn it back like toothpaste or something, and you would roll back the can of the top of the sardines, a tin can, and there were all the little sardines packed in like sardines, and they were in oil. And my father just loved them. They're a very good source, I think, of omega-3, I guess, and B vitamins, because I think they still have, and probably calcium, because they have the bones in them, I think. And they were my father just loved them. They're fairly salty. And I didn't like them at all. First of all, I thought they looked kind of icky. I think for about 3 seconds, I thought they were kind of cool. And then I thought they were icky. And then I went with a friend to Spain. And sardines, the little tiny sardines and anchovies are served as a delicacy in bars, very much like potato chips, I guess because they're salty.
Interesting.
I know. Who knew that sardines could be so evocative? I'm going to Google it while I'm talking. I suppose because I'm a woman, I can multitask. Although it turns out that multitasking means that you're not really doing a very good job of anything.
I've heard that.
Yeah. You know, we all think it's a good idea, but and it's one of the reasons that people have better memories. All right, so I'm just looking, and they have the same cans, King Oscar and olive oil. Those are the big fancy kind. They have Beach Cliff sardines, they're $40.99. They're not cheap. Bumblebee sardines, and now they have, if you look, if you Google it, there's the Bumblebee has that tab which never works for me. I always cut myself on it. But some of them have where they really have the turnkey, like I was talking about, and they show them that way. So there you go. They're nutritious, rich fish commonly consumed by humans, commonly served in cans, but fresh sardines are often grilled, pickled, or smoked. 13 things you can do with them. They're really supposed to be very good for you. They're canned, mostly canned, I guess. Apparently, you can can them yourselves. We like herring, too. I like herring better than sardines. It says sardines are packed with nutrients of every kind. The canned are better because with canned sardines, let's see what you're saying here. It says, sorry, my computer's a little slow. I can get to it fast, but then it's slow to do it. So they have, apparently, Napoleon was the one who started eating sardines. Because basically you have to live off the countryside, peasants destroy their crops. So an inventor named Nicholas Appert claimed a substantial award from the French army for discovering the answer, cans. With canned food, the army could take meat, vegetables, and even milk along for long campaigns. And one of the first staples to receive this treatment was, dun, 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 sardines.
Wow.
Yeah, vitamins wouldn't even be discovered for another 100 years, but basically, Napoleon made a really good choice because sardines are packed with, you eat the whole animal. You eat the skin, the bones, and the organs, and that's really good for you. There you go. They're available. Apparently, you can get sardines at drugstores and some gas stations. The bones are soft enough to eat, provided a concentrated source of vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats, all in one package. There you go. You get 100%. See, I got the B vitamin, right? B12, vitamin D, B3, B2. You get everything but C, and for less than 200 calories. You need two cans to make a proper meal. And D is really important because most things don't have any D in them. You get it from sunlight. All right, so there you go. So, C, did you know all that?
I did not. I'm going to have to try those out. I'm a big fan of healthy food.
Oh, sardines, if it depends. They're fairly fishy tasting. It's the only downside if you have a problem about fishy tasting stuff. And maybe that's why my dad ate them on, except he likes fish, and he likes fishy tasting food. But they're certainly worth trying. They're very inexpensive for the amount of protein you get, and clearly they're very good for you. You might want to try it. And you can do them in salads, or you could eat them like my dad as a canapé. Except he didn't eat them in canapé; he just ate them with saltines.
Okay.
All right. So that's my helpful hint for. And they should be on every. You know, graduate students are always eating Cheerios because they're cheap and relatively good for you. Sardines are much better for you.
Yeah.
And basically, per protein unit, per calorie, probably cheaper or better for you. And cheaper. Okay, so now that we've completely seen and know all that about sardines.
Nope.
Yeah, there you go. Now you know. Thank goodness for my dad. In this day in 1835, the Texas Rangers were invented, created, I suppose. Horse-mounted police force. They were originally called Texas Rangers, and they're now Texas Ranger Division of the Texas Department of Public Safety. So there you go. Texas Rangers sounds much cooler than Texas Ranger Division. On this day in 1877, Black Beauty was published, which is viewed as an animal welfare book. I didn't view it as an animal welfare book. I just viewed it as kind of a cool story. Although the movie, if you've ever seen the movie, I think Mickey Rooney was in the original Black Beauty with Elizabeth Taylor. Was that true? I think so. The movie had the horse being put on a ship and nearly drowning. And it's one of the most terrifying things you've ever seen. Because I assume they dumped the horse in the water. And the horse was not happy. And I was not happy watching the horse not be happy. This is a strict Manny story. Are you a football fan?
I do like football, yes.
All right, well, so this is a Manny Jacob issue. And we'll talk about Concussion when it comes out, the Will Smith movie, which is really good. The NFL is not happy about it, and understandably so. 1906, on this day, a 13-6 victory by the Massillon Tigers over their rivals, the Canton Bulldogs, for the Ohio League championships leads to accusation that the championship series was fixed and results in the first major scandal in professional American football. 1906. So football has a long history.
Yeah.
It's 109 years of controversy and scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't gotten a whole lot better. Do they talk about fixing games anymore? I don't think they do that.
Some people do a little bit. They focus more on the refs being paid off, they think.
So there's... All right, so here's my deal. When I worked for... At one point, I worked on overnights.
Okay.
Not something I highly recommend to anybody. But by contract... if you're an after, which I've always had to be, it wasn't even a choice. If you're a woman and you work after, I think it's 8 o'clock at night, the company has to provide transportation for you. Or they did. I don't know if they do anymore. I'll call up headquarters and ask them at some point. But then they did. So they had to provide transportation for you. And I worked in a part of the city, so in theory I could have just turned in cab fares. And they would have reimbursed me, but it turned out to be kind of a dangerous thing to do. I mean, like I'd come out of the building and the hookers would say, honey, this is my corner, move on. So that didn't work terribly well. So I actually had a guy, Jerry, who would come and pick me up. And I'll tell you what Jerry said when we returned about professional sports in general. And you can see whether you agree or disagree. 855-993-7569. As I pointed out, this is going to be a short week. So if you have something you need to talk with me about, call early. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so as I was mentioning, we're talking about football. And in 1906 was the first major scandal in professional football, and the tradition continues. But as I mentioned, all right, so by contract, I had to have somebody who picked me up. And so I found this guy. And the way I found him was I was, you know, hailing a cab one day. And he came over and said, you know, I'll pick you up. And I said, how much? He said, whatever you charge, whatever you pay a cab driver. And so he became my guy. He would take me to the airport and he would pick me up in the overnights and whatever. And he was great because I could count on him. But his perception was that every major sports event was fixed, that he could predict because he knew someone would tell him who to bet on that, you know, weeks before, including he'd pick the winner of the Kentucky Derby every year for the last 15 years or something. And oh, wow. I actually was at the Kentucky Derby once and won. I just picked the name, and it was an 82.5-to-1 shot. And so I'm bouncing up and down screaming, I won, and they said, no, you didn't. And I said, yeah, I did. And so I won $168 or something. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, I bet $2. And they said, you should have bet $100. I said, it never would have happened.
Yeah.
Never would have happened. But he maintained that all sporting events were fixed.
Wow.
Yeah, and would sort of tell me, you know, in advance, you know, who was going to win something. So it was a little alarming.
Maybe he had Biff Tannen's sports almanac from the future.
I don't know. No, he said it to bookies.
Oh, right.
He said that it's big business, that, you know, that it's for chumps.
Yeah.
Well, which was maybe an interesting, I don't know if I believe him, but him being able to pick the Kentucky Derby. And although I picked a Kentucky Derby winner, but I just pick on the basis of names, and I quite often win.
Right.
Especially, it was 82.5-to-1, so. But anyway, I didn't have any inside information. I just liked the name.
Yeah.
And I put the bet down like at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the race isn't run until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. And I had mismatched shoes because I'd gotten dressed in the dark, and it turns out I had two pair of beige suede heels. And so I had one of one and one of the other, and people thought it was a new style. And I didn't have the nerve to say, no, I'm just stupid. Oh, yeah, it's a new style you wear. Okay, 1932, the FBI started the Scientific Crime Detection Lab, better known as FBI Crime Lab. Dun, dun, dun. It's hard to believe. That was one of the real innovations of J. Edgar Hoover, to get very scientific about crime.
Hmm.
In 1963, in the first live televised murder, Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassination of President JFK, is murdered 2 days after the assassination of Jack Ruby in the basement of Dallas Police Department headquarters. That was an accidental televised murder.
Right.
Terrible time. In 1969, Apollo 12 splashed down safely in the Pacific, ending the second manned mission to land on the moon. 1869. So yesterday, which we didn't even commemorate, I don't think, was the assassination of JFK. No, 2 days after, so it would have been the 22nd. I think that's right, in 1963. I always mixed up whether it's the 23rd or 60, so it's 63 and 22. We didn't even, I don't think we even commented, although it was on the weekend, so. You know, it's amazing how quickly people get over trauma, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Which is probably the best part of human behavior. All right, 855-993-7569. I suppose the category of, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? A woman dialed 911 to lure police away from her location so she could drive home drunk.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. Think about being, number one, drunk enough that you knew you were going to be in trouble if you got stopped. And number two, you were drunk enough, but not so drunk that you could sort of figure out this, admittedly, not brilliant plan, but a plan nonetheless. Although, you can kind of visualize it, right? Saying, I know what I'll do. I don't want to. I call 911. And, of course, I'm sure she didn't sound at all drunk. No, I think she probably did.
Right.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Here's another one that I think falls under the category of stupid, but maybe not everyone will. A university yoga class was canceled because yoga represents oppression, cultural suicide. That seems to me to be pushing it a little. I mean, I don't think you should have to take a yoga class if you don't want to take a yoga class. But something that is as ancient as yoga, oppression and cultural genocide. See where the University of Ottawa. Canada, come on. 20 million Americans practice yoga. they're saying that your downward dog and your warrior pose are disrespectful. Yoga comes from India. A yoga class designed to include disabled students has been canceled after concerns the practice was taken from a culture that experienced oppression, cultural genocide, and diasporas due to colonialism and Western supremacy. Well, that probably means that we shouldn't eat spaghetti because the Italians were, I don't know.
Right. That's
yeah, come on.
Far.
Where's the Visigoth when we need them? Anyway. So, I mean, that one really seems to me to be pushing it.
Like,
I don't think you should have to take a yoga class if you don't want to, but the idea of canceling it because it's an example of cultural genocide. First of all, yoga is an ancient practice. And I suppose in one more story about suggesting that smoking under any circumstances is not good for you. A man suffers a broken neck, missing teeth, and a fractured face after e-cigarette explodes. Have you seen all these e-cigarettes?
I have, yeah. They're all over.
I mean, and they glow in the dark, which is a little alarming as well. And mm-hmm. people feel apparently more comfortable smoking, although at least it's not getting the rest of us quite as icked up in terms of inhaling secondhand smoke. But
true.
It can't be good for you.
I don't think so.
You know, I think I'm very protective of my lungs, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I figured, you know, when they give up, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah.
This guy, he's apparently in critical condition. He's from Memphis, but is in Colorado Springs. I wonder if the altitude had anything to do with it. Wow. I wonder if he was doing something else with it. Hard to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not much detail in the story except of a guy in a hospital bed. All right, 855-993-7569. I think the issue is not how much harm it's going to do you, but is it any good for you at all? All right, so I thought, as I said, we're moving up at least on the whole idea of Thanksgiving. And I think we had put up something about, because we were going to do good deeds of, you know, people sort of going out of their way to do something wonderful. And apparently you guys can't think of anybody who's done that. I'm trying to think. There's a new movie out with Juliette Stevenson playing Mother Teresa, which is actually a pretty interesting movie. I don't think it's going to do any business, but she's really remarkable. There's a lot of controversy, it turns out, about Mother Teresa, which I had not really understood. I think in this country, she's viewed as and I think she has become sainthood. But some in Europe, not necessarily so much. So I thought we'd talk about gratitude, what you're grateful for. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, just let me remind you folks, it's going to be a short week. So if you need to talk with me about something, especially if it has to do with the upcoming holiday, this is a good time to get in touch with me. We've got today and tomorrow, and then I'm going to be off for Thanksgiving. Well, the program will be on, but it'll be on tape, okay? So I can chow down, right? I usually watch the parade, feed the homeless, and go someplace for Thanksgiving. So we'll see what happens this year. Every year is just a little bit different. 855-993-7569 if you need to get in touch with me. All right, so I thought what we would talk about is people's sense of gratitude. Jacob, what are you thankful for this year?
This year has been a great year for me. I transitioned from kind of more of a day job, not audio or music related, to this job, and then I also do live sound at music venues, and that's kind of how I make my living, and I'm a big music fan, so that I'm very thankful for that.
All right, we just have to make you sign in guitar strings or something, frets, that because we had Trevor, who was like you. He's a music guy,
yeah.
And so I had him let him play on the program, and now he's gone off to pursue music.
That's
it's actually
cool.
Hard for me to begrudge that to him. I think that's, you know, listen, go for your dream.
Yep.
So, but you just came aboard, so hopefully we'll keep you for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, wait, but you can't audition for the next couple of months because I I don't think that directly caused it, but it probably didn't help.
Right. Okay.
All right. So you're great. So you've had a really good year.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
What am I grateful for this year? This is, you know, I'm always grateful for my health because I think as long as you're healthy, you've got some time, and as long as you've got some time, you basically work out everything. This was kind of a tumultuous year for me to a certain extent. I went to Israel, which was certainly an incredibly emotional experience. The plane ride was true. It was the first time I've really ever been in a situation where I thought, I don't want to be here. And it was, I guess part of it was just sort of reminding myself that, you know, suck it up. That, all right, this isn't exactly what you had in mind, but a lot of people have gone to a lot of effort to make this work for you, and so make it work. And I did. And that was kind of interesting because I tend not to be, I'm one of those people that, oh, yeah, let's, you know, no. And for one of the few times in my life I ever thought, I don't want to be here. I just want to go home.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So that was good because I think, you know, every once in a while bumping up against your limitations is a very useful thing to do. Because it sort of reminds you, first of all, it makes you grateful for when the limitation wasn't there, you know, and you weren't aware of it. It makes you aware that you can deal with limitations and sort of surmount them. So that was a really useful, I'm one of those eternal optimists that I'm always really grateful for good things, but I'm also grateful in bizarre kinds of ways for things that aren't so good because they give you a perspective. I broke two toes. And for the first time, reminded myself of, you know, that how difficult it is for some people who have disabilities to get around.
Yeah.
And doing things like stairs. It turns out that going upstairs works okay because you can put your whole foot flat. Coming downstairs is really difficult because
really?
You have to pronate your foot. Yeah, and if you've got broken toes, your balance is affected. You're obviously the broken toes are affected, your knees and your hip and your back and your shoulders. And so this was a year of some ups and some downs. But the downs are always, in some ways, I'm almost as grateful for the downs as the ups, because the ups you think, wow, that's really great. But I think there's always a part of me that says, well, it's not even a part of me that says this can't last, because I'm smart enough to sort of say, of course it's not going to last, it doesn't make any difference, enjoy it for now. But the bad stuff, the reminder of, okay, this isn't going to last forever, it's not much fun, but it's not deadly, you're going to be okay. And for me, you know, I guess I'm one of those people, I spent so much time in school in my life that learning has always been a particular thing. And I understand learning is, knowing something is great, learning it is not much fun at all. So I guess I'm as grateful for the broken toes and the 15-hour plane ride and not being able to sleep for almost 3 weeks. You know, there's a part of me that's really grateful because you can look back and say, you know, now when I can't sleep for 15 minutes, I think, oh, come on, bring it on. Really? You think this is a problem? I don't think so. So
that's a great perspective. Actually, what kind of allowed me to switch jobs was a broken wrist. I crashed my bike and broke my wrist, so... I can kind of relate to you on that.
Yeah, it's really amazing that things that you think are fantastic sometimes are, sometimes aren't, but you at least get the pleasure at the moment if you have any sense, and hopefully you do. But the icky stuff, I think, is really stuff that defines us to a very much larger extent and sends us in directions we might not have ordinarily gone. So
yeah, that's great.
Thank you. All right, so let's hear what other people are grateful for.
All right. Well, first up is full belly, full heart, and full soul.
Well, yay! On all accounts.
Yeah.
You don't want to go up for a diet on your soul, ever. No, don't do that.
Yeah. My family, life would be pretty darn lonely without them.
Yep. And you know what? Let me just add something on that one. You know, that there are two kinds of families when we're adults. There's the one that we're born into. Well, I suppose there are three kinds. There's the one that we're born into, the one that we kind of marry into, and the one we choose. And I think to a certain extent that the one that we marry into, you could say, well, we choose that too. But we choose that on such a completely different basis than makes any sense for the long term. It's not that it's bad. It's just that it's not necessarily a great basis for what we're really talking about.
Yeah.
Which is that sense of belonging and acceptance and network. And so there are people, you know, as we get older, that family gets diminished by moving away or doing that really rude thing of dying, so that we can kind of make a family of our own. And I have a friend that I worked with years ago, and she said, "You're my sister," even though we weren't born into the same family. And I've never forgotten that there really can be sisterhood and brotherhood that has nothing to do with DNA. It has to do with I guess our full souls and our choices. And this is a good time of year to remind ourselves of that, I think.
Definitely.
All right, what else you got?
Okay. And I'm blessed to have two respectful, kind children that strive to do well in school and college. That must have been a continuation of the last one.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, I'm fascinated here that you got two of them and that they're both respectful.
Yeah.
And that they're, so that's good.
My family, good health, and many blessings. Thank you, dear Lord.
Well, look, don't say many blessings. That's the whole point, is to elucidate them. But okay, good.
Yeah.
But, you know, when in doubt, be specific.
Thankful it's not worse, whatever it is. Thankful nobody in my family watches Fox News. My dog doesn't bite. I can type good. And most of all, for a good sense of humor shared by friends and fueled by my family.
You can type good. It's just your grammar needs some help, huh? Well, you know what? I ask for specifics. I get specifics. God
yeah.
bless. Okay.
I'm thankful for listening to your show.
Well, I'm thankful that you listen as well. So there we go. Oh, that... My family doesn't watch Fox News.
I know. That's a good one. My family and my health.
Okay. And next time we have to put up things like, you know, I'll say, what do you, you know, not family, yes. Although, you know what? It always reminds me, and I, you know, I think it's worth mentioning, especially this time of year, because I worry that sometimes people think, I've always felt like one of the values of the program is people understand that they're not alone, that other, you know, that other people have problems and that you can solve them, and it's not a curse, or it's not a, you know, punishment for a sin in a previous life. That it always reminds me of the Ann Landers column that was probably 25 years ago now, where she said, if you had to do all over again, would you have children? And something like some huge proportion, like 75%, said no, they would not. So, you know, and I always feel like I should mention that, not because I don't adore my daughter, which of course I do, but to remind you that not everything is, that we have a vested interest in this country of saying everything's fine when it's not necessarily. And one of the values I've always felt about this program is that it's a place to admit that things aren't fine and to say, okay, because you can't begin to problem solve until you admit that there's a problem. So, and I, again, I'm not arguing with any of you who say that you're blessed by your family, because I think that's wonderful. But not everybody is. Not everybody has a family that they feel is blessed and a blessing. And so just to remind people that it's great if you do, but it's okay if you don't, and you're not alone. It's not unique. It's not a curse upon you from the gods. All right? 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? Give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acids. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's somehow appropriate, since we're moving in on the holiday, to talk about what you're grateful for. And look, if you're going to say things like my family, which is fine, be specific about what about your family that they appreciate you or that they support you when you trek the Himalayas. Be specific with me, okay? 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got here.
Okay. I'm thankful that I have enough money that I don't have to work any longer, and of course that my health is good. Health is always the first thing to be thankful for because, as you say, Dr. Joy, if you have health, you have time.
Yep, exactly. So I agree with you. There's a story out today, speaking of this, that says that if you're young today, you're going to be poorer than your parents at every stage of your life.
Wow.
I know. I don't know if that's true. They said the reason that households grew richer during the financial crisis was pension values increased over that period. The slow rate of growth in overall wealth suggests that young people would lag behind earlier generations. Despite the financial crisis, household wealth on average increased in real terms over the late 2000s, driven by increase in private pension entitlements. I guess that's because of us boomers. Households aged between 45 and 54 saw the biggest increases in their pension wealth, which rose about £38,000, which is, I think a pound is what, about a dollar and a quarter? That's a euro. I don't know what a pound is. Working age households are at risk of being less wealthy at each age than those born a decade earlier. Well, people have said that that this is the first generation where you can't expect to be better educated, wealthier, have more assets than your parents. Huh. Well, maybe there's also a sort of a redefinition of what it is that's valuable. They said 30% of individuals reported saving for unexpected expenses, 25% reported saving for holidays, 15% for planned, 10% for other people, 10% to provide a retirement income. Oops.
Oh.
Yeah. 25 to 34, one quarter did not expect to receive any income from the state in pension retirement. One third expected it would be their largest source of income after retirement. Well, basically, so you've got somebody who says saving going to give me anything, and some that says, well, that's what I'm going to live on. There are now a lot of places that mandate pensions. So there you go. Well, and this is kind of projecting the future. It's, you know, really hard to figure this out, except, you know, by working backwards. So there you go. But it is an interesting kind of statistic that for the first time, and since people have been keeping track, the assumption is that you probably are not going to be better educated, wealthier than your parents. And they're now saying that the likelihood of owning your own home goes down as well. Although I have owned my own home, and I would never want to own a single family house again. Too much trouble.
Oh, really?
I really love being able to call downstairs and say, my toilet's backed up. And, yeah, I know how to unplug the toilet, but it's really nice for someone else to do it. And, you know, especially as a single woman living alone, it's much, much safer for me. And as a public person, the guys are very protective. So, you know, for me, living, I was never a suburban girl. I mean, I grew up in the burbs and didn't particularly like them. But the idea of owning my own freestanding home, you may have it. I'll give it to you. All right, let's see what else people are grateful for.
All right, we got water from a tap, electricity
Amen.
From a wall,
yep,
and enough money for food daily.
Amen. And you don't have to get your fingernails dirty killing your own food. So there you go.
Yep.
Not bad. I was watching a DVD about, it's called Frame by Frame, and about Afghanistan, and that the Taliban are really not nice folk. I mean, first of all, they hate women. So women can't be educated. They're one of the photographer. They outlawed photography. And women can't be educated. And this one woman talks about being 13 and walking down the street with her mom. And her mother was in a burqa, but she wasn't. And a guy came up and hit her with a wire and said, cover your face. Stranger.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm grateful to be a woman not living in that part of the world, because you have no, and she literally tears up when she says the thing they took away from me that was the most important was my education. Can't go to school. It's really, I mean, wow. it's certainly the way of enslaving people. It's one of the reasons why I'm so dedicated to education for both men and women, but particularly for women. It's the way to escape poverty. It's the way to escape dependence. It's the way to, I mean, education is the key to everything. And I'm not saying you have to be, I'm not saying you have to have PhDs and master's degrees or even college degrees. I'm saying you have to be able to know how to read and write. and to think and to feel that your opinion matters to somebody, at least to you. All right, what else we got?
I am thankful I won't be subjected to my Republican family.
Why? What did you do? Maybe you're not going home for Thanksgiving. Listen, stupid and cheerful. You know, you just treat the whole thing as, this is a skit from Saturday Night Live. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Family.
Sprayed them with the disappearing thing, huh?
Yeah. Family, a day off work, being blessed far beyond what I deserve.
Well, there you go. I'd be careful about the deserve notion. Because what you're going to do if you're not careful is you're going to look at people who have a lot and say, well, they must be better people. And you're going to look at people who have less and say, well, they don't deserve anymore. So the notion of deserve, be you know, and I know you're probably using it kind of in an abstract form, but be careful of the notion. Because, first of all, if bad stuff happens, you don't want to start figuring out what you did wrong. And it's not only for you, it's for everybody. That you have to be really careful about not attributing negative characteristics to people who are poor and positive characteristics to people who are rich. Okay, so be a little careful about that, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. I know you made it sort of as a throwaway comment, but in my world, there are no throwaway comments. All right, keep going.
My family. Life gets hard sometimes, and knowing my sometimes annoying family is there all year round is a reason for me to celebrate this holiday season.
There you go. Yeah, I have a brother and sister that I can call up and say, all right, I need an emotional hug. So, and it's really interesting. Neither of my two brothers were particularly demonstrative when I was a kid growing up. And now both of them are really good. I mean, my sister always has been, but my brother's was a little iffier of ending every phone conversation with, I love you.
Mm.
And I think, you know, I know that they're just words, but, you know, words are sometimes the best we got. So, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.